Hello, Story Church Project community. It has been a really long time since I've posted a podcast episode here on the Story Church podcast. Probably almost 2 years. I don't know. I'd have to double check, but it's been a really, really, really long time. And honestly, I didn't think I would do another podcast episode. I had moved on to some other projects. And because of the lack of time, having to time manage, this was one of the things that I had laid to rest. However, there has been a big change in my life recently that's opened up some time for me to plug back in to the Story Church Project, the Story Church podcast, which has been a big passion of mine for a long time. And I'm really, really, really excited to be back. Now, the big change that has taken place is I'm no longer a paid pastor. In other words, I am no longer an employee of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, institution-wise, denomination-wise. I'm no longer employed. And some people want to know why, you know, what's, give us the goss, Marcus, give us the, you know, give us the drama. But here's the deal, you guys, there was no drama. There's actually zero bad blood whatsoever. I'm actually still pastoring. I'm just pastoring as a volunteer. I'm still leading the R3 Network, which is the missional church plant that I planted here in Perth. And still communicating with my conference and communicating with fellow pastors as best as possible, because I've been really, really busy lately. So those of you who are listening who are like, hey, wait a minute, I texted you and you haven't written back yet. I'll get to you. Just give me another couple weeks. Just a lot going on at the moment. And yeah, still wanting to be a real positive influence in the church body. I know we have our issues as a denomination. We have our struggles. But overall, I really, really believe in this movement. And I believe in our mission. And I love it, man. So I'm here to stay. But yes, I've transitioned out of employment. And the bottom line, the reason why, is because I want to invest more time in creativity and secular outreach. And I did get to do a lot of that as a pastor, and there are other pastors who do a lot of that as well, who are you know, employed by the denomination. But I want to do more of it. And after many years of wrestling, praying, a lot of different conversations, I finally admitted that God's been prompting me to step out of employment for a while so that I could dedicate more time, more energy to creativity and secular mission. And so that's why I finally decided, hey, you know, it's time to take that step. And it's a bit scary, you know, because you take these steps and you don't know necessarily what's coming on the other side of it. There's a leap of faith that you have to take, you know. And I still don't know fully what it's all going to look like in the coming months or even in the coming years. But I know that God is leading, and if there's one thing I've learned in my life, and there's a lot of things that, you know, I hold loosely, but if there's one thing that I hold very strongly, is that when you walk in the footsteps of Jesus, when you follow Jesus, you just follow his steps, you never go wrong, man. You never go wrong. That doesn't guarantee your life is going to be easy and problem-free, but you never go wrong when you follow Jesus. And so that's what we're doing, just stepping out radically in obedience to follow his call and see where he leads. So what is next for the Story Church Project? A few little updates for you guys. First of all, thank you for those of you who've faithfully followed this project for so many years, and the podcast as well. I think we're way past 100,000 in terms of plays and engagement here on the podcast. It's just, I never imagined for one moment. I still remember the very first podcast episode I posted. I was so excited. It was years ago. I posted this podcast episode and I was like, yes, this is so cool. Now I'm going to post it and so many people are going to listen to it and it's going to be great. And I had like two plays. And that was back when the brand was Pomo Pastor. I had like two plays on that first podcast episode, and it took so much work to put it together. And I was like so deflated, but I kept going. And yeah, we've sort of gone over 100,000 now, and it's just incredible, absolutely incredible. So here is what is next for the Story Church Project. Number one, there's actually some new books coming out. I've got like 7 manuscripts, you guys. They're not all gonna come out at once, you know. I got a slow drip, right? Slow release. But there are definitely some new books coming out, and one of them is actually going to be releasing in the next month. And I'm really, really, really excited about it, because this new book ties directly into the missional work, missional network, missional movement that I'm leading, because it explores. Really, the whole book is a Bible study that explores the radical, mind-blowing biblical picture of what church is. And I'm telling you guys, I mean, I've had a few friends read it and give me some feedback, and everyone's been like, oh my goodness, dude, this is crazy. And I'm not saying that to like self-promote, because the book isn't really about my opinions. All I'm doing is I'm going to scripture, and in scripture, I'm just allowing the story to unfold on its own. And when you let the story unfold, and I'm telling you, we go all the way back to the Old Testament, right? All the way back to the, you know, the deep in the Old Testament, and we're following the narrative arc to the New Testament phenomenon of the church. And it is insane, you guys. It is so mind-blowing. And I can't wait to be releasing that. So if you are subscribed to my mailing list, you'll be the first to know when the pre-release is available. It'll be pre-releasing on Amazon probably as early as next week. I got to check my calendar. But pre-releasing on Amazon, and you guys will know right away when you can get your hands on it. And if you follow me on Facebook, then you'll hear about it as well. Not so much on Instagram, because Instagram, I kind of have a different thing going on Instagram. My Instagram page isn't really for Adventists. It's more focused on religious trauma recovery. And there's quite a few Adventists on there because, you know, religious trauma happens in our neck of the woods quite a bit. But it's more like a broader sort of outreach space for any Christians or really anyone, including secular people who are processing spiritual wounds. And so I don't really talk a whole lot about what's happening on the Story Church Project on Instagram. So you got to follow me on Facebook. That's facebook.com. By the way, I've changed the branding. It's no longer facebook.com/The Story Church Project. It's facebook.com/PastorMarcosOfficial. So that's the link. Now, The Story Church Project still exists, but I've just brought everything under one branding, Pastor Marcos Official. And I'll talk about that in a future episode. I'm focusing on Story Church Project for this episode because we're still going, you guys. So yeah, new book coming out. That's really exciting. And if you follow on Facebook, you'll see some updates, but you definitely want to be on the mailing list if you want to get those early, you know, first dibs. So the best way to get on the mailing list is to go to thestorychurchproject.com and /start. That's where you can get, you download the ebook, how to study the Bible with Postmoderns. And then from there you can, you can get all the updates and you'll be on the list. So I'll send out updates. So yeah, so that's the big one, new book coming out. But there's a lot more books coming out. That's just the first one, you guys. There's going to be a steady stream of books coming out over the next year or two. I've got a 4-volume set coming out on reimagining Adventist theology, and really just going through the 28 fundamental beliefs and reimagining them for secular engagement, right? Contextualizing them for secular mission. Got a book coming out that's basically a sort of a millennial commentary on the book of Daniel. Millennial as in millennials, you know, the generation, not the millennium from Revelation. So don't get that confused. So that's coming out as well. And some more. I can't even remember right now. I should have written down a list, but there's more books coming out. But again, the vision is still the same. It's all about redesigning Adventism for mission, right? Taking us away from the patterns and the habits and the rituals and the rhythms that often damage our ability to have missional engagement and effectiveness in the world, and moving us, redesigning our church and our cultures toward a new way of walking in the world that impacts the world in a really beautiful way. So that's it for the books, you guys. Now, obviously, as you already know, I'm also back to blogging and podcasting. So if you want to check out some blogs and podcasting, storychurchproject.com, the links are there. You're listening to the podcast right now. Now, I'm not going to be doing another Podinar for a while, but it's definitely in the works. But I will be blogging and podcasting about mission in our secular post-church West weekly from this point on. So yeah, definitely tune in. This is going to be a regular thing from now on. Now, I'm going to do some promos, you guys. I got to do some promos, some shameless plugs here. Forgive me. No, don't forgive me. I'm not going to apologize. It's my podcast, right? So I get to do the shameless plug. So I'm still leading the Mission Collective. This is promo number one, the Mission Collective and Missional Movement Online Schools. In case you didn't know, I actually have online schools. So if you listen to this podcast and you read my blogs, you should totally be on Mission Collective. All right, like if you're not on Mission Collective, what are you doing? Why are you just listening to the podcast and the blogs? You guys are just the surface level stuff. I'm not even going all that deep here because That's what the school's for. Now, check this out. On Mission Collective, there are over 30 in-depth training videos on mission in postmodern culture, metamodernism, you know, what it is, what is metamodern spirituality, what is metamodern culture, what are metamodern beliefs, how do we connect with this generation? Because let me be honest with you guys. I've said this before, but I gotta say it again. Postmodernism's dead, right? We talk about postmodernism in the church like it's, oh, we live in a postmodern world. We do not. That's long gone. I mean, obviously there's still influence and, you know, the residue of postmodernity, but we are deep into a metamodern context, and postmodernism really started dying in the 80s. You know, we're kind of far behind here, you guys. So you definitely get on Mission Collective, because we talk about all these things. We talk about Adventist theology in Mission Collective. There's a whole sessions exploring Adventist theology and its relevance in this secular age, in a postmodern and metamodern age. And we even have a whole section titled Posthumanism, where what we're actually doing in that section is we're looking at the next 30 years and developing missional models to reach emerging generations, so that rather than being 20 years behind, which as Adventists we usually are, we can actually be 30 years ahead. And so in posthumanism, we're looking at things like artificial intelligence, cities on Mars, you know, floating cities in space, gene editing, cyborg technology, metaverse, all these different things, and really wrestling with what does mission look like in those contexts? How are we going to prepare to engage the world meaningfully in the next 30 years, which are going to be, the changes are going to be insane, you guys. They're going to be massive. We're looking at a revolution that is going to flip the world upside down, just like the agricultural revolution changed the world entirely, just like the industrial revolution changed the world entirely, and just like the digital revolution changed the world entirely. This post-human revolution is going to change the world dramatically. And so we need to be prepared. And so we talk about that in Mission Collective. We got some training sessions on that. We have a live community on Discord where we discuss and we can post and chat and share articles and just keep the conversation going. So again, like, if you're not on Mission Collective, like, I don't know why you're not on Mission Collective. You should be. You should be on Mission Collective. And there's also videos on there on training, training on church planting, missional communities, secular discipleship. How do we lead this new type of local Adventist church? What do I have to know? What do I have to do? What does it look like? What are the bits and pieces? It's all there, you guys. It's all there. I never post this stuff on Facebook, and I never post this stuff on the email, because it's Mission Collective. It's for the people who sign up to be in Mission Collective. They're the only ones who see it. So you're never going to see this stuff if you're not on Mission Collective. So this is my shameless plug. Get on Mission Collective, you guys. And here's the thing. I even go live once a week on Sunday nights with students from all over the globe. Like this last Sunday night, I was hanging out with students from Portugal, from Ireland, from New Zealand. We got people from here, from Australia, from the United States, all over the world, you guys. They come on there to talk about mission, talk about a new way of being the church, to learn the ins and outs and ups and downs of what it means to lead this new type of local church community with a new model, a new culture, all focused on secular engagement. So, man, I'm telling you, it's all there, you guys. I don't know why you're not on there. I'm just saying, it's kind of weird, all right? Get on the Mission Collective. And the way that you do it is you just go on thestorychurchproject.com, you click the link that says training, and then you click the link or the button that says Join Mission Collective. That's it. That's it. Is that easy? All right. That's easy. So you should definitely be on there is all I'm saying. It's amazing. And we have a lot of fun. So if you want to join it again, Story Church Project, thestorychurchproject.com, click the training tab and then click Join Mission Collective. It just explains a little bit more of Mission Collective. There's also like lots of resources you can download. You can get all my eBooks for free if you're in the Mission Collective. Not only the ones I've published already, but future ones as well. And you get all these PowerPoint downloads from all my training sessions so that you can go and do it in your local church if you want to do it as well, or share it with your friends. You get all those resources as well. So that is amazing. So shameless plug number one. Shameless plug number two is that my latest initiative is actually an app. Yeah, that's right. I went a little bit crazy and made an app. So forgive me. I've been told that not only am I creative, I also have ADHD. So, you know, I don't know. I'm not actually diagnosed. That's just what my mother says, and my wife, and my kids. But the point is this, you guys, I have released an app. It's called Hunger, the devotional app, and it's a devotional app that goes deep into scripture in a modern, relevant, and meaningful way. And you can also get it for Apple or Android on my website. Just go on my website. You'll see a tab at the top that says app. Daily, weekly, and monthly content updates going deep into scripture, exploring some really wild, fun stuff. So Hunger is where it's at. It is on the Google Play Store, and I will eventually have it on the Apple Store as well. I'm working on that right now. It's just Apple. Let me pause for a moment. All you Apple fans out there, I don't know what to say. I just, like, I'm a Pixel guy, you know? Like, I don't really like Android. I think Android is pretty lame, but, like, the Google Pixel is amazing. It's the only Android that I'll use. But I just can't go Apple. Like, I just feel like Apple is dramatic about everything. So I'll give you an example. When I created this app, I created a developer account on Google Play Store. And within 3 days, the Hunger Devotional app was on the Google Play Store. It's been 3 weeks that I've been trying to get my app into the Apple Store, and they have one hoop after another, and it's just never ending. And I'm just like, why is Apple so dramatic about everything? Like, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, you guys. I don't understand it. It doesn't make any sense to me. So all you Apple lovers, I don't know. You're special people with a lot of patience, because I couldn't do it. So the point here is that I will be on the Apple Store soon. I am working my butt off with this ridiculously complicated company to get the app on their App Store. But that aside, you can still get the app on your iPhone without it being on the App Store. If you just go to my website and you see the link for the app and you follow the instructions, lots of people with the iPhone are using the app now after having followed the instructions. They're not that complicated. You click a link, you press a button, and then you press another button, and voila, you're done. So that's, by the way, guys, that's all the promos. I'm done with the promos, no more promos, but I just wanted to share with you guys some of the latest things that are happening. Mission Collective, get on that. Hunger Bible app or devotional app, get onto that. You're not going to regret it. You're going to have fun. I'm putting up so much content on there, you guys, more than you'll get anywhere else on the podcast or blog, etc. So anyways, okay, I'm done with the promos. So this is basically the update, you guys. I'm not a paid pastor anymore, but I'm still a pastor, and I'm excited about the future and ready to see what God is going to do. And I just want to invite you along for the journey, man. Stick along, you know, share with your friends, share with your family, with your church family. Let them know cool things are happening here, empowering things, practical things that you can actually take and apply in your local context to help grow the missional engagement of your community and your lives. So anyways, I'm excited about the future and ready to see what God's going to do. It's going to be cool. So in the next week, I'll be releasing the next episode, or roughly around the same time as this week. And we're going to get back into mission. And I'm going to talk in that next episode about the latest changes in culture and society and what this means for us as a Seventh-day Adventist movement in the West. So looking forward to that, guys. It's going to be an incredible episode, looking at some of the latest trends and changes and adaptations in culture, what it means for us. Can't wait to see you there. Take care.